Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, your go-to source for news, weather, and the occasional gust of wind strong enough to relocate your trash cans. Today we got a little bit of everything. Local teams knocking it out of the park, a ski report that's equal parts powder and wind. We have a wildfire update you won't want to miss, and big news for music lovers and art fans alike. And speaking of making a splash, today's show is brought to you by Our Water Works Car Wash, because your car deserves to look as fresh as that new snowfall on Mammoth Mountain. Overnight, firefighters continued battling the Silver Fire near Silver Canyon Road by Laws Museum. And while progress has been made, it's still an active incident. Crews have been working through the night, strengthening containment lines and tackling hotspots. As of 7:27 a.m. this morning, the fire stands at 1,250 acres and containment remains at 0%. Evacuation orders remain in effect for some areas. If you're in the region, check Genesis, Protect, and Watch Duty for the latest, most accurate updates. Also, Eastern Sierra Now keeps up with those, so please tune in on either our mobile app or our website to see more. We'll keep following this and bring you more as it develops. Nothing brings a community together quite like good barbecue and mules, preferably not in the same dish. Mule Days is kicking off the season along with the Bishop Elks Lodge with a fundraising barbecue event at the Elks Park on April 12th. Because what's a world-class mule event without a little financial horsepower, am I right? The event promises great food, camaraderie, and a chance to support this legendary Eastern Sierra tradition. The event features a Dutch oven cooking demonstration, live music raffles, desserts, and deep pit barbecue served from 12 to 2 p.m. So grab your appetite and your checkbook, because this is all about making sure Mule Days stays as big and exciting as ever. Tickets are $30 for adults and $15 for children. Your car called it. It needs a bath. Between mountain dust, unexpected rain, and that last off-road shortcut, your car has seen better days. Lucky for you, our Waterworks Car Wash is here to bring back that fresh, clean shine. Whether it's a quick rinse or the full VIP treatment, we've got you covered. So swing by today and give your ride the love it deserves, because a clean car, well, that's a happy car. So it's official. We love the Mill Pond Music Festival here at Eastern Sierra Now, and we hope you do too. The beloved music festival will return this year, bringing a mix of folk, blues, and whatever genre best pairs with the beautiful Sierra backdrop. Organizers have confirmed the event will take place September 19th through the 21st and are gearing up for another year of music, camping, and questionable dancing. Additionally, the Inyo Council for the Arts are looking for donations to fund a much-needed new stage for the Mill Pond Music Festival. We highly encourage you to donate if you can. As a reminder, early bird ticket sales and camping spots open tomorrow. Stay tuned for lineup announcements, but for now, mark those calendars and start practicing your festival moves. Downtown Bishop is ready for a fresh coat of creativity with a new art installation. Whether you're a seasoned art enthusiast or just someone who enjoys looking at cool things, we could use your help to add some extra flair to the heart of town. Public art isn't just about making a place look good. It's about community, culture, and giving people something to talk about while they sip their morning coffee. These art installations will be temporary, and project proposals must be submitted by April 14th. Please visit easternsierranow.com to submit a proposal to C5 Art Studios for their Art and Storefront 2025 project. Look for the story about this. That's where you'll find the link to the article. Discover Bishop's newest fitness destination, Paradox Fitness, the gym where convenience, community, and results come together. Open 24/7, Paradox Fitness gives you the freedom to work out on your schedule, whether it's early mornings, late nights, or any time in between. Step into our fresh, modern space featuring brand new, state-of-the-art equipment designed to help you move, strengthen, and thrive. Looking for motivation? Join our small group classes where every fitness level is welcomed and a supportive atmosphere keeps you inspired. At Paradox Fitness, cleanliness and comfort are top priorities, ensuring you feel right at home as you pursue your goals. Need extra guidance? Well, they've partnered with experienced local trainers to provide personalized coaching tailored to your fitness journey. Come see why Paradox Fitness is the ultimate spot to start and stay on track with your health and wellness goals. Visit today and experience the difference. Now for a look at the events taking place this week, Sierra Forever is holding their monthly book club meeting discussing local author Kendra Attleywork's book, Miracle Country. This meeting takes place virtually from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Also tonight, Distant Brewing is hosting their weekly open mic night starting at 6 p.m. Artists should keep their sets to 15 minutes and some equipment is provided. Tomorrow, Mammoth Brewing Company is hosting their weekly trivia contest starting at 6:30 p.m. Be sure to bring your friends and to show them who's really the smartest and maybe win some prizes. For more information on local events, please visit easternsierranow.com/events. If you love deep snow and a little adventure, today's your day. Just don't forget the goggles. Stormy conditions continue across the mountain, bringing heavy snowfall and strong winds. Right now, we're looking at a solid 90-inch base of fresh powder, with 111 trails open across 9 parks. However, only 10 lifts are currently spinning, while the rest are on wind, hold, or closed for the day due to visibility. If you're heading off-piste, I still haven't figured out how to say that, keep an eye out for hidden obstacles under all that fresh snow. And as always, check for real-time updates before heading up, because Mother Nature is calling the shots today. Stay safe, stay warm, enjoy that pow. All right, steak lovers, this is it. The final day to cast your vote in ESN's Epic Eats poll. Did I say epic? I meant epic. The eats part is what really matters. In Bishop, Whiskey Creek is holding on to the lead, which is crazy because they got 700 votes in the last 2 hours. That must have been a lot of people eating steaks. They are holding on to the lead, but Back Alley Bowl and Grill is right on their heels. Can we see a last-minute comeback? I hope so. Meanwhile, in Mammoth, the mogul has been reigning supreme, but there's still some time for a dramatic upset. If you haven't voted yet, now's your chance. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now and make your voice and your taste buds heard. Because when it comes to the best steaks in town, every vote counts. Get over there. All right, time for the Eastern Sierra Now Sports Report, brought to you by the Back Alley Bull and Grill. Because nothing pairs better with a win than a post-game steak and fries. First up, the Bishop Broncos varsity softball squad swung their way through the Miramonte tournament, wrapping it up with a solid 3-1 record. And the consolation bracket title, the team lost their first game 13-5 against Bakersfield Christian. However, they fought hard, racked up wins, and proved that even in a consolation round, there's nothing short of dominant. Way to turn those bats into weapons, ladies. Meanwhile, over in Wasco, the Broncos varsity baseball team also closed out their 2-week tournament with a 3-1 record, showing they can bring the heat on the diamond. Strong pitching and solid hitting. And a whole lot of hustle kept them in control. Both teams brought home winning records. And if they keep this up, we might just have some championship runs in our future. Stay tuned for more updates. And as always, win or lose, celebrate at Back Alley Bowl and Grill. Because even if you strike out, at least the fries are still undefeated. Maybe the steak. Okay, let's dive into your weather forecast for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes from today through Wednesday. Spoiler alert, it's a mixed bag of wind, rain, snow, and a few sunbreaks because Mother Nature, she likes to keep us on our toes. Starting with Bishop, where today's weather is brought to you by the letter W. For wind, a high wind warning is in effect until 9 p.m. with southwest winds howling at 25 to 35 miles per hour, and gusts reaching up to 65 miles per hour. So hold on to your hats, maybe your pets too. Today, expect overcast skies with strong winds. High of 61, low of 31. Showers are likely in the afternoon. Tomorrow, April 1st, expect partly cloudy skies and high winds, highs around 56, lows of 32. That's no fool. And it looks like April 2nd, another similar day with cloud and wind continuing. Highs near 55, low of 27. Now remember, folks, with great wind comes great responsibility. Like securing your trash cans, probably not with webbing, but, you know, avoid spontaneous kite flying adventures. There's we could go on and on. Now let's ascend to Mammoth Lakes, where winter refuses to clock out. Today's forecast features wind and snow with an additional 3 to 6 centimeters of the white stuff expected. Snow. Perfect for those who believe ski season should be year-round. Today, expect snow throughout the day with windy conditions, high of 33, low of 16. Tomorrow, more of the same. Expect a windy day, occasional snowfall, highs 32, low of 11. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with some snow likely. Expect highs around 34, lows of 10. So whether you're hitting the slopes or just trying to find your car under all the snow, bundle up and embrace that frosty fun. That wraps up today's edition of Eastern Sierra Now. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on social media so you never miss an update. Whether it's breaking news, sports highlights, or the best place to get your steak, we've got you covered. Stay safe, stay warm, and if your car's looking a little more off-road adventure than clean machine, swing by our Waterworks Car Wash and give it the shine it deserves. See you next time.